listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and with me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It's good to be with you once again. We're in our second session from the study When Emotions Rise. And today, our lesson is Shaking Off Fear from Psalms 91, verses 1 through 6 and 9 through 16. You know, fear is one of those emotions that's very difficult for anyone to control. All of us at some point or another will experience fear. So this lesson will be very essential as we think about what can we do when we are afraid? What can we do and how can God help us when we're afraid?
All right, so the point of today's lesson is God is our defender no matter what we face. Wow, what a great point. So we're coming from Psalm 91, verses 1 through 6 and 9 through 16. So let's go ahead and read the first section, verses 1 through 6. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, he himself will rescue you from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. He will cover you with his feathers. You will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that stalks in the darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noon. Wow, that is a full list of items. So our first thing in this portion is to trust God's power. One of the reasons we can shake off fear is because we can trust God's power. What are you thinking about that, Christina?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that word trust carries a lot of weight when you're afraid. And I looked it up. The word trust means a firm belief in something or someone that's reliable. So when we're afraid, we just have to have a firm belief that God has that power. Trust God's power. You know, Mark, I've been so afraid one time that my knees knocked together. And you could actually hear that knocking. I don't know if anyone's ever been that afraid, but that's a lot of fear.
Yes, that is a lot of fear, Christina. So the psalmist here speaks out of his personal experience. I like that. It's, you know, all of that in verses 1 and 2 are just the psalmist setting up what he wants to say about God. And so he says, because this is what I know about him, is what he's saying in verses 1 and 2. What I know about him already is that the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. What I know about him is that he's my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. And then notice there's a colon there, because now here's what I'm actually telling you in order to help you in your time. He himself will rescue you from the bird trap and from the destructive plague. So it's interesting. He uses these phrases, bird trap and destructive plague. You know, a bird trap will catch you unaware, huh? It's something that's in one particular spot, but it'll get us unaware. And a destructive plague is something that captures us all around. And so whether it's coming from one particular place or whether it's something that's all around us, it says he himself will rescue us. And I love that. What are you thinking, Christina?
Well, I'm thinking that this is very personal for God, you know, because it says here that he will cover you with his feathers. That's personal. You know, if I had known when I was so afraid that my knees were knocking together, that God had that kind of power, then I don't think I would have been as afraid. You know, fear may have been there, but I would have found a little trust and a little peace in knowing that God was with me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, kids are always afraid. And I can remember my kids when they were little and somebody had given them this book, like there's a monster in my closet or an alligator under my bed. And so I'm just saying to myself, what kind of nighttime books are these for kids? Anyway, but it says there in verse number 5, you will not fear the terror of night, the arrow that flies by the day, the plague that stalks in the darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noonday. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, huh? Noonday, darkness, noontime, and midnight, it says God is always there. It reminds me of the verse that says he is a very present help in the time of trouble. So the first thing is we can trust God's power. When we don't have the power, we trust God's power. And then also we trust God's protection. Let's read verses 9 through 13. It says, because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no harm will come to you. No plague will come near your tent, for he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Wow, that is real protection. What are you thinking about that, Christina?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this reminds me of a testimony that I heard some years ago. A young man at a conference was giving his testimony about God's protection in his life. He said he was actually flying on a plane and the plane began to go down. And before this happened, while he was sitting there, he was reading Psalms 91. Well, the plane did crash, and he walked away with maybe a scratch or two or something like that, but everyone else on that plane was killed. Now, this tells me that this is not a magic potion or anything like that, but God demonstrated to him and has used his testimony for others to help us to know that God absolutely does protect us, and we can trust that. We can trust it.
Yeah, and so I see the same progression of God's protection in the version of the Great Commission in the Gospel of Mark. In chapter 16, verse 16, it says, they will pick up snakes, and if they should drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will get well. And so let me just caution everybody that this protection of God does not mean you should go out and act a fool and messing with stuff that you know can harm you and think that God is going to protect you anyhow. What I see here in the Psalms and in the book of Mark is that when you are going about your business of doing what God has declared you ought to do, it's like God saying, I've got your back. You know, he says, if there's a snake, if there's poison, if there's a cobra or a lion, God says, I got you. Don't you worry about that. I'm here as your protection and I've got your back. That's a beautiful thing that we see here in this passage. So let's move to the third point. So if we're going to shake off fear, and fear can totally immobilize us, it can make us unable to do anything in life. And that's why we've got to trust God's power. We've got to trust God's protection. But if we're going to move forward and not be immobilized by fear, we've got to walk with God. That's what the last verses tell us there. That's what verse 14 says. Because he has his heart set on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. So, Christina, what do you get out of this about walking with God now?
You know, as I said earlier, Mark, the psalmist made this personal. He knew that God would cover him with his wings, that protect him, rescue him, shield him, all those things that we've talked about earlier. And now we see this confirmed. You know, God is walking with him, and he is walking with God. I love walking with God. I love being a Christian because of all of these benefits that we have. And it's simple to walk with God. Just spend time with him, listen to God, read his word, speak to God, think about God. That's the relationship that God wants us to have with him. And because we have that relationship, we can trust that God will protect us.
Right. Paul tells Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So that doesn't mean we'll never be afraid. So sometimes people hear that and think that, oh, if I'm really a Christian, I will never be afraid. No, it's not saying we'll never be afraid. God allows fear to be in our lives because fear can be very helpful. Fear keeps us from danger, right? And so we need fear in our lives, but we don't need this spirit of fear that dominates us and won't allow us to accomplish anything. And we can get over that if we will walk with God. Look at this. And you talked about being personal. It says, I will protect him. Why? Because he knows my name. I love that. I love that. We've got to see this in the beginning of this passage, especially. We got to see this, the fact that he calls out the name of God. He uses Most High, which is El Elyon. He uses Almighty, which is El Shaddai. And then there are other names for God that, you know, are just common to us, like Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. And so knowing his name means that we know him personally, that we have not just a relationship of some ancient figure in a book somewhere that we have thought about, but we have a personal, living, vital relationship. We're really living with him every day, and so we can call him by his name. What do you think about that personal aspect?
Yes, we can call God by his name, but he also knows our name because we have gotten to know God. He will walk with us and we will walk with him. And so you're ready. You're ready for whatever life tosses at you. When fear strikes, God said that he will be with us. So we should evaluate our standing. You know, are we walking with God so that we know him intimately and can have that type of relationship where we can trust in God's power, trust his protection, then if we say no to that, then we need to begin to read the word, to pray, and get to know God as we should.
Right. So this passage ends in verse 16 in a beautiful way. It says, I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. Show him my salvation. And so the wonderful thing about this is that eternal life is not life that begins when this life is over. Eternal life begins the day we come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And what this says is that God is going to show himself faithful in our lives. I will show him my salvation. So when we go through the storms, when we go through the hard times, when we go through the difficulty, God is right there showing his salvation to every single one of us. And let me just pull off one other thing there in the second portion, how God shows us. It says he has given his angels orders concerning us to protect us. And so even though he's given us his angels' orders in verse number 11, in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says that God himself is a garrison, a guard, a troop of guards around each and every one of us. So he gives his angels orders, but he does not just leave it to the angels. He himself will be a guard around every one of us. We like to talk about Job and how Job had a hedge around him. Well, the truth is Job isn't the only one with a hedge. We all live with a hedge of protection around us. Why? It's God showing us every day in every trouble our salvation. That's powerful. You have any last thoughts there?
That's powerful. You know, Mark, this lesson should give you what you need to shake off any fear that you may encounter. It's wonderful to know that God, that through God's word, we can empower ourselves to live this way, to live in confidence, knowing that God is with us, that he guards us, that he sends angels to guard us, and that we can find our rest and again also that he knows our name. I can't get over that God knows our name and he wants us to know his. So this is a wonderful lesson on how to shake off that fear.
Sure is. What a powerful and timely lesson this is for these days in which we live. Many people are fearful in the midst of this pandemic. But this tells us how to navigate these shaky times by shaking off fear. So thank you very much for joining us on today. And we know you're going to be blessed by this lesson. So as we come to a conclusion, if you're a teacher, we want you to stay on just a moment. We're going to give you a powerful 60-second teaching tip. But I just want to remind each of you that you can get the U Bible study for yourself to use to encourage people during this pandemic. Get it now at www.lifeway.com/YOU. And you can find out all kinds of information there. It's especially designed for this urban context. It is now available in a digital format with a leader's pack. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life, student and kids. So there's something for all of the family. All right, Christina, come on and give us our closing teaching tip.
Okay, the tip for today is new beginnings. You know, this is the second lesson in our winter study, and teachers, you have been teaching all year with Sunday after Sunday. Preparations of your lessons can cause you to get into a rut. So as we end this year and get ready to start the new year, evaluate your weekly study habits and begin to set new goals for the new year. Be sure to look at ways to improve the good work you've already been doing. This is a time to just begin again and take a deep breath as you set your goals and begin the new year.
All right. Thank you, Christina. And thank each and every one of you all for joining us on today. We hope that you use this lesson to help people shake off fear. And join us again for our next You Bible Study podcast. Friend, you never know where God will take you.